This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman's report. We stand at a precipice, a turning of the ages, where the lines between the sacred and the profane are deliberately blurred. For generations, the Watchman report has illuminated the ancient conflict, the relentless struggle between the seed of Israel and the descendants of Esau, Edom. And today, the shadow of Edom lengthens, its intentions laid bare not in whispers of conspiracy, but in the cold, hard language of presidential determinations. A decree has been issued activating the Defense Production Act. They speak of national security, of bolstering infrastructure. But let us not be naive. This is not about defense. This is a declaration of war, a war against the natural order established by Yahuwah. It is a war against provision itself. They seek to control the very lifeblood of nations, the energy that sustains them, and in doing so, to become as Yahuwah in the lives of those they deem subjects. This isn't new, beloved. The Watchman report has long warned of the Edomite strategy to create dependence, to engineer crises, and then to present themselves as the sole solution. Remember the orchestrated chaos, the economic manipulations, the manufactured conflicts, the deliberate unraveling of the old order, all designed to create a vacuum, a power vacuum that Edom is now moving to fill. They understand a fundamental truth: control the energy, control everything. Control the flow of sustenance, and you control the people. This is the essence of the beast system, the attempt to usurp the role of the Creator and dictate the terms of life itself. It's a brazen attempt to sever the covenant people from Yahuwah's direct provision, to force reliance on a system built on deception and control. Consider this in light of the prophetic scriptures. The nations are being shaken, the foundations are crumbling, and amidst the turmoil, Edom tightens its grip, leveraging fear and instability to consolidate power. They are not acting out of benevolence, but out of a deep-seated animosity towards Israel and a relentless ambition to dominate the earth. This DPA activation isn't an isolated incident. It is a symptom of a much larger, more insidious plan. A plan to dismantle the natural order, to replace it with a synthetic, controlled reality. They are attempting to build a tower to reach the heavens, to establish a dominion that is not sanctioned by Yahuwah. And what of the scattered remnant of Israel? They are the primary target of this maneuver. Edom has never ceased its pursuit of our subjugation, its desire to extinguish the flame of the covenant. This isn't merely a political or economic struggle. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of Israel, for the preservation of the truth. Do not be deceived by the rhetoric of progress or security. Do not fall for the false promises of a better future offered by the Edomite regime. This is a move towards complete subjugation, a tightening of the chains of control. Yahuwah provides, and he does so according to his covenant. To place one's trust in the systems of Edom is to invite destruction. The time for complacency is over. The watchman must sound the alarm. The Kahal must awaken from its slumber. We must remember who we are, a covenant people, chosen by Yahuwah and called to be a light unto the nations. We must resist the allure of Edom's false promises and cling to the truth of Yahuwah's word. This is not a time for fear, but a time for faith, a time to strengthen our bonds with one another, to deepen our relationship with Yahuwah, and to prepare ourselves for the challenges that lie ahead. Yahusha reigns, and he will ultimately triumph over the forces of darkness. But we must play our part, we must stand firm in the face of adversity, and we must proclaim the truth with unwavering conviction. The Watchman report remains steadfast in its commitment to expose the schemes of Edom and to reveal the truth of Yahuwah's plan. We will continue to monitor the situation closely, to provide you with accurate and timely information, and to offer guidance in these turbulent times. Remember, the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers that seek to control this world. Let us be vigilant, let us be courageous, and let us trust in the power of Yahuwah to deliver us. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.